The Pump Songs Podcast! You!
In the year of our Lord 1806, set sail from the Sweet Cove port. We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas an elegant craft she was rigged fore and aft, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She could stand a great blast, the 27 mast. We called her the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and Fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McGann from the banks of the Van was a skipper, the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million hides of blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of clover. We had 8 million bales of old Nanny O'Tales, the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and our ship lost its way in the fog. Of our crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Burp, burp. Then the ship struck a rock. Lord, what a shock! The boat, it was tipped right over. It spun 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I was going to do a video and all that good stuff and give you a nice visual impression of this show, but it turned out that I didn't have enough space on my phone to record this, and I didn't want to set everything up in the other location. So instead, I'm just going to give you an audio podcast. I hope you will enjoy this show. I'm going to try to keep it tight because I have a lot of things to do. So first off, I want to let you know that this Saturday, I don't know what day that is, but this Saturday, the 22nd, 23rd, it is Saturday the 21st, the day before Bilbo Baggins and Frodo Baggins' birthday, is a Guns and Drums show in New Orleans at Irish House, so come on out for that. I should let you know, though, there's one little change. Due to circumstances beyond her control, Jamie will not be attending the show. So it is actually a Mark Gunn show, though it will be listed as Guns and Drums. But I hope you will come out and enjoy our show. We have been working on our CD still, How America Saved Irish Music, and I've been listening to the tracks, and that's one of the things I have to get back with the engineer today. I have to tell him what my hopefully final last fixes for this album are so that we can get it mastered and produced and get it done, and hopefully in time for the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, where we will be playing for the first 4 weekends. So I'll let you know how that goes. Meanwhile, I've been working on my Scottish CD, which is Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. I have 15 tracks, I think, 16, maybe 17 tracks mixed and mastered, and they sound awesome. I'm still waiting on a couple more tracks. I had to send a couple back to some of my musicians to try to clean up a few things and redo a few things. And hopefully I should have that done. I'm hoping by the end of the month, maybe even next week. Cross my fingers. We'll see how it goes. Most of it is done, which means I can start working on the next 2 CDs that I have a lot of work to do and whatnot. Speaking of September 22nd, Hobbit Day, the birthday of Bilbo and Frodo, you know, it's also called Hobbit Day to some. That's the day, the official release of Memories of Middle-earth, remixed and remastered. It's the 10-year anniversary of that album, and we had it beautifully redone. Andrew used all of his current skills to redo the entire album, and it sounds spectacular. You can currently buy it on iTunes or Amazon by pre-order, and it's a great way if you want to sample the album or get it beforehand. It's only available digitally through those distributors. It will go on sale at CelticMusic.org on the 22nd, so maybe even actually probably Friday, the 20th. So place your orders as soon as possible. Finally, I've been working on an event. Oh, I should mention, today is one more day. Tomorrow is not, I think, coming soon. 3 days. 3 days, that's right. Today's the 16th. 3 days is Talk Like a Pirate Day, which is why I was doing, you know, the nice sea chant at the beginning of the song of the show, and I'll finish up with another one if I can figure out what I'm going to play. And I've been working on my Celtic Geeks Facebook page. I've been brainstorming some ideas for Celticon, was the original name for it. Basically, a convention that fuses sci-fi and Celtic culture. I decided to scrap that particular title because I like the other title better, which I came up with a new one, which is a bit more appropriate. The Intergalactic Celtic Festival. And my goal here is not to appeal to all the Celts out there, because a lot of the Celts, they're like the people, they're the people who weren't watching Firefly and didn't realize it was the best show ever and couldn't get their heads around cowboys in space. They couldn't get their heads around that. And so they're not my target audience. My target audience is the geeks who go to the sci-fi conventions and they wear their kilts. They also put on a stormtrooper outfit. They love Celtic music and they love sci-fi culture, and that's what this whole idea is about. So mostly I'm appealing to my fans, and I know not all my fans are actually into sci-fi and Celtic stuff, because I have these two new albums that are, well, there's Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day and coming soon Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion, which they're traditional. They're totally traditional, and I'm hoping to bring in some new Celtic music lovers because of that album and both of those albums. With that, I decided I was going to try to bring it all together. Something that appeals to my fans, the gunrunners out there who really love this sort of stuff. So I'm still brainstorming where I should do this. And right now I'm looking probably at October 2014, I think. And the locations are Birmingham, Alabama, or Austin, Texas. But I also want to know, is this Intergalactic Celtic Festival, does that appeal to you? Because if it does, my hope is to put together some sort of cool small event. I'm not expecting a lot of people to show up for this. If I can pull in 30 people, I will be ecstatic. And I don't know how, if that's probably not even financially feasible, honestly. But if I can do that, awesome. If I can pull in 100, woo! I will probably do a Kickstarter to try to raise money to make something happen. But I haven't figured out any of the details yet. Right now, I'm just settled on the name, Intergalactic Celtic Festival. I think it's awesome. Does that get you excited? If so, I want to hear what you think about it. I want to hear what you, what kind of events you think would be cool seeing at an intergalactic Celtic festival. And we can run from there. I will finish up this show with a song that will be on the new CD, Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. This is Mingalay Boat Song.
Let her go, boys, bring her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to mingle there. What care we, though, white the minches? What care we?
Listening to the show. If you enjoy this at all, please visit pubsong.com. Let me know what you think, and I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.